Miriam Gideon was born into a German-Jewish family in Greeley, Colorado in 1906. In 1975, Miriam Gideon became the second woman composer to be elected to the American Academy and Institute of Arts and Letters. The first had been Louise Talma in 1973. We're going to hear The Hound of Heaven, a short piece for baritone, oboe, violin, viola, and cello. It was written in 1945. Gideon identified this piece as probably the first piece written in what she would call her own style. Its text is based on Francis Thompson's poem of the same name, which describes the narrator's conversion to Catholicism and the necessity of allowing God, the heavenly hound, to capture his soul so he can attain happiness. In discussing her decision to set a portion of this text to celebrate the centenary of Temple Emmanuel in New York, which had commissioned it, Gideon eloquently argued for the poem's relevance to Jewish suffering. I'll read the poem. Across the margent of the world I fled, and troubled the gold gateways of the stars, smiting for shelter on their clanged bars, fretted to dulcet jars and silvern chattern the pale ports of the moon. I said to dawn, "Be sudden," to eve, "Be soon," to all swift things for swiftness did I sue, clung to the whistling mane of every wind. I laughed in the morning's eyes, I triumphed, and I saddened with all weather. Heaven and I wept together, and its sweet tears were salt with mortal mine. I slept, methinks, and woke, and, slowly gazing, find me stripped in sleep. Yea, faileth now even dream, the dreamer, and the lute, the lutanist. Ah, is thy love indeed a weed, albeit an amaranthine weed, suffering no flowers except its own to mount? Ah, designer infinite, ah, must thou char the wood ere thou canst limn with it?